I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake-up call.
If you've listened to the show for a while, first of all, thank you. Second of all, you know things about us. And one of the things you probably know about Katie is that sleep and Katie are frenemies.
That is such a good way of putting it.
They love each other. They hate each other.
Yeah.
And we have discovered, to make a long story short, that the issue, or at least a big part of the issue for why Katie was always so tired, was that she does indeed have sleep apnea, and she has severe sleep apnea, yeah, as it was diagnosed by Dr. Kevin and Dr. Gavin probably a year ago.
Okay, well, right. And then I finally did a sleep study, and that's when I took it seriously.
Okay, so we didn't have beeps and
boops. You have severe sleep apnea, and I said, oh, I'll listen to you.
And Katie is, she did a sleep study, and it was very severe. And then, for whatever reason, America, we had to wait weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah. And let me tell you, being told, hey, just so you know, you're like fighting for your life
all night long. Yeah.
And then be like, all right, we'll talk to you later.
Deuces.
Right.
And don't die until you hear from us in possibly September.
Right. So finally, yesterday, the guy calls, goes, we can get you in for the sleep study. It's either going to be tonight or August. So it's like, okay, well, I don't actually like either of those options, but I'll take tonight.
Right.
So I had about,
I got a bug out bag. Let's go.
Right. So I had about 5 hours to prepare for this. So I go to the sleep lab at 7:30 last night, and it's, you know, it looks like a doctor's office, but there's a bunch of rooms and all the rooms have beds in them, nightstands, TVs, all these different things, and cameras, because they watch you sleep all day.
Like your own reality show.
Yes. They hook me to 1,000 electrodes.
They hook you up with all this stuff so that you'll look like a marionette, and then they're like, okay, now go to sleep.
Yeah. So then I get in my bed, okay, and they're like, do you want another pillow? I'm like, yes, give it back, I do. And then they tried to do the nose mask.
Oh, the one. So, okay, if you're unfamiliar, CPAP machines come in different forms. One just sits on the nose.
That wasn't going to work for me.
I hate that one.
So they fit me with, like, the full one. Like, I'm a
like a pilot. Yep.
And
I call it the Top Gun model.
Right. If I didn't get the best night of sleep I've had in years.
Holy cow!
Now, it was sucky that I had to wake up and then come to this job.
Well, but still,
I was like covered with sticky stuff.
But still,
I didn't wake up throughout the night.
Wow.
I mean, I feel like I probably did, but like I didn't get up to go pee. Usually I get up to go pee like at least like twice a night.
Your body probably hit REM for the first time in effing years, well, Katie.
Certainly REM for a long period of time, because I have an Oura Ring. So it like tells you every night, gives you a sleep score, goes, here's how much REM you had, here's how much deep sleep, all these different things. And then what these ladies did is all night long, they monitored me, and then they would adjust the machine based on how much I was breathing or not breathing on my own. So I didn't move at home, slept through the night, didn't sweat.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, now to go back, Katie has sleep apnea, and it is severe, and she just had her first night with a CPAP machine. You used to fear the CPAP machine.
Yeah.
You said you didn't want it.
I don't want it.
You fear that it is incredibly unsexy, which no argument here,
right.
It is.
Yeah, it's not a fear. It's a fact.
It's very unsexy.
Yeah.
However, just, I can, Kevin, can you see and hear the difference in her?
Yeah, she's
really?
So.
Really?
Yeah. You're so much more energetic than you typically are.
Like, well, I don't feel tired.
You look like you're in a better mood.
Okay.
Like, I mean, you can tell you got a really good night's sleep.
Glowing.
So are we going to just leapfrog our fear of sex appeal for a CPAP machine and just embrace the CPAP machine?
Absolutely.
Kevin.
We made it.
I love this for you.
Uh-huh.
We are a CPAP girly team.
Yes.
Like, when I was leaving the sleep lab this morning, I thought to myself, I just had a life-changing night.
Yeah. Wow.
I will say my throat's super dry. Like,
yeah,
I'm froggier than usual.
They'll fix that.
Okay.
Because CPAP machines, if you want them, you can put water in it and it keeps the air humid and moist.
Okay. Yeah. Because I'm a little dry.
They'll fix that.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you and your journey.
If you're out there and your partner says you snore, and if you feel like you don't ever really get a good night's sleep, get a sleep study.
Even if you're not snoring, though, if you're exhausted,
yeah,
which I was for years, and I went to doctor after doctor who just said to me, it's because you're a mom and you have weird hours. Don't accept that.
Right.
Something's wrong.
Do better.
Yeah.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.